The World Cup kicks off in Russia today. 32 teams will play 64 matches across the world's biggest country over the next 4 weeks, watched around the world by around 3.5 billion people. Here, all the games are available on RTE television and on the RTE player. The opening game is at 4 o'clock. It's between the hosts and Saudi Arabia, who, according to FIFA rankings, are the two worst teams in the tournament. And the pitch being played on at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow has been installed and is being maintained by an Irish-owned company. They're SIS Pitches, and their CEO is George Mullen, who's on the phone now. George, good morning.
Good morning.
You're in Sligo at the moment, but you're on your way to Russia, and you have a team already in place at the stadium, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We have 12 trained ground staff. We've had the pleasure of about 11 hours of rehearsals over the last 3 or 4 days, but I'll be in Moscow at the weekend, and yeah, we're all ready to go.
Apart from the usual challenges of playing a game or weather, the opening ceremony has particular challenges because it will be used for an opening ceremony before the match itself.
That's right. It finishes about 15 minutes before the first game, which, as you said, is Russia against Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, it's never ideal having so many rehearsals, but it's the norm for these tournaments, and we just have to get on and do the job.
How did an Irish company get involved in this? How did an Irish company win this contract to be the provider of the pitch? Is it just at this stadium, or how else are you involved in the World Cup?
We actually have 6 of the 12 stadiums. We've designed and built the pitches for the World Cup. We opened an office in Moscow about just under 5 years ago with the objective of winning as many of these stadium pitches as was possible. So we ended up employing about 100 Russian staff along with our own Irish staff. And we've been there, yeah, just literally over 5 years now. So it's been a good investment for us.
What do you have to do during the match?
Well, ground staff will prepare just before the start, and then at halftime we'll have people replacing divots, just trying to make very short repairs. And then after the game, they'll do a complete clean and sweep of the pitch. And we've got a heavy schedule. We've got 4 games in the next 12 days, which means also another 4 or 5 training sessions.
It's not all grass, is that right?
Yeah, it's a new concept. It's a hybrid pitch, so it's 95% grass and 5% artificial. What the artificial does is it sort of binds the roots of the pitch together, reduces the divoting, aesthetically looks a little bit better, and the ball should move a little bit faster.
When you're at the stadium, can you enjoy the football, or are you too nervous watching what's happening to your pitch?
I'm generally watching the pitch. I don't watch the game at all. But, yeah, when you start to see a little bit of grass come up, you always get a little bit nervous. But we have a very good team there. We've been doing this for nearly 18 years. So I hope we've made most of the mistakes.
While most of us are trying to predict a winner, can you predict the team that are most likely to cut up your pitch?
Well, generally by the warm-ups that we see them do, yeah. What you find is a team that's maybe at the bottom of the group stages after the first or second week, they tend to go quite aggressively on the pitch. They have no interest in the tournament, so yeah, they have no reason to be there. That's when you start to see it, towards the end of the second week.
George, thanks very much for speaking to us. Enjoy the adventure. That's George Mullen, CEO of SIS Pitches, who are the provider of the pitch for the opening ceremony and indeed the World Cup final at the tournament, which starts today. We'll have more on the World Cup later in the programme.